Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about what it means to be strong in the Lord and walk and live in the power of His might, living a victorious Christian life. God doesn't intend that we live a life of up and down and up and down, defeat, victory, defeat, victory. God wants us to be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of His might. We've been talking about how to do that. We've been talking about communication with God, how important it is to read the Word of God regularly and meditate on His Word, being able to take the words that we read and apply them to our lives and what it means to live those things out. We also talked about a time of prayer where we're able to lay a hold of the grace that God has for us to live a life of victory and walking with the Lord. We talked about how King Hezekiah faced a huge problem when the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, came against Jerusalem there, and how God heard Hezekiah's prayer and fought the battle for Hezekiah, and how that God wants to do that for us today. We cannot be strong in the Lord and walk in the power of His might without a vibrant, regular communication with God, where you have learned to lay hold of His grace by faith in times of need. My encouragement to each of you today is to go for it. Learn it. If you are not doing these things, by all means, pursue them with diligence. Your spiritual life depends on it. The next point I have here, to be strong in the Lord requires obedience. We notice in Joshua, the first chapter, God speaks to Joshua here. After Moses died, God gave to Joshua the responsibility of leading the children of Israel on into the land of Canaan. And God gives Joshua here some very specific instructions. But He also, with those instructions, gives him some promises. In verse 5, we have one of the promises here. God says, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." In other words, their enemies would not be able to stand before them. That's a promise of victory. God says in the rest of that verse, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And so God encourages Joshua here to be strong and have a good courage. And then in verse 7 He says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous." Notice this, "that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Now, here we have very clear instruction to Joshua. God's telling him, "Joshua, I am going to be with you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. Be strong, be courageous, but listen, Joshua, observe to do according to all the law. Don't turn from it to the left or the right. Go straight forward, straight ahead, doing everything I told you to do. And if you do that, your way is going to prosper and you're going to be successful." Those were beautiful promises God gave to Joshua. Victory over the enemy, that included the giants they were going to face too, and a prosperous journey and good success. It's all wrapped up in those first 8 verses there in Joshua chapter 1. We also have in chapter 3 in Joshua, beautiful lessons here. In chapter 3 of Joshua, we have the account of how God carefully instructed Joshua to deal with the challenge of crossing over the Jordan River. He was to take that huge multitude of people, a million people, across the Jordan River. Now, that was really a challenge. The Jordan River at that time was out over its banks. It was the time of the year when the Jordan is flooded. And God was giving them instructions how to get them across. Now, I like this account here that God has given there. This was a lesson not only for the children of Israel, it's a lesson for us today as well. God, as I said before, gave Joshua careful instructions, and they were to follow them precisely. And as they obeyed God, notice, he guided them through the challenge of the Jordan River. Think about it. God could have removed that challenge, couldn't he? He could have just picked up the people of Israel and put them right on the other side of the river. I mean, he's God. He can do those things. But he didn't do that. He could have taken the Jordan River away and left them cross over and then put the Jordan River back there again. He could do that. He's God. He can do those things. But God didn't. Instead, he opened up a way for them to go through the difficult challenge that faced them. Think about that. God made a way through that challenge and safely saw them through to the other side. Isn't that a beautiful illustration of what God wants to do for us? As we face challenges in life, God is with us. If we obey him, if we walk with him, if we follow his commands and follow him, he will make a way through the challenges that we face in our life too. That is such a beautiful illustration to me of what God wants to do for us. They also faced the challenge of rooting out the inhabitants of the land of Canaan, which included giants. But remember, God was with them. As they obeyed and did what God asked them to do, and they followed God and worshiped him, God gave them the victory. What a beautiful lesson in that for us today. The challenges that we face, God makes a way for us. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 10 that says almost the same thing, and it says this: there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted, or tested, that is, above that which ye are able to bear, but will with the temptation, or the trial, or the challenge, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. What a beautiful truth that is. God desires that we walk with him, we obey him, take time to meditate upon his word, apply it to our lives, communicate with him in prayer, and God will fight our battles for us. Oh yes, we have to put our feet in the water like the children of Israel did to cross the Jordan. You have to do it God's way, and it means we get involved. But God makes a way through those challenges for us. I love that illustration God gave us. What a blessing, what an encouragement to my heart that is. Well, God bless your day. More on this same subject tomorrow.